There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello, welcome to Clutch My Pearls, a podcast where I, Emily, learn all about the erotic fiction that my friends are reading. As always, I'm joined with Vanessa and Barbara.
Hello.
Hi.
That was a very good hello.
Thank you. I tried really hard.
This new year, new us.
Yeah, I'm not scared of anything anymore. That's how that works.
I'm pretending.
You can just decide to be better.
How is y'all's new year going so far?
Good.
Good?
Yeah. Quiet, yeah, which is what you want.
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Same shit, different year.
Yeah. We got a new puppy.
Yeah, you
so did. So if you hear any squeaking in the background, that's him. I didn't want to take away his joy too early. A couple episodes ago, we record here at my house, and I have these, at Christmas time, I have like these bells on the door, and someone opened and closed it while we were here recording, and I heard it whenever I was listening to the episode again, and I thought somebody, I was home alone, I thought somebody came in the front door, and I got so scared that I came up here, and then I was like, oh wait, no, I think that was when the person came in the door. So now when you hear the squeaking, you'll hear our new baby.
Little baby boy.
I guess that's the best part of the new year.
100%.
Your new dog.
It's my child.
Yeah.
My new child. Thank you.
Yeah.
Vanessa and I have a lot of plans to, don't listen, but we have a lot of plans to... kidnap him.
Yeah.
Anytime I put him in the crate, you're going to come bust him out.
Just for like basically a few years, just see how he's doing. Yeah.
Free baby.
Yeah.
Just until all of his health issues kick in.
Sure. Yeah. Precious baby boy, financial burden.
We'll drop him off when he's sick.
And I'll take him. I'll take him at any time. But yeah, he's a sweetheart, but it's fun. And
yeah. So that's what all that noise is. It's not, don't blame our audio engineer.
No, she's perfect. She does so much work.
So much work.
On the last, or episode before last, I need to post about it. Like, you wouldn't even know that we stopped for a good 45 minutes in between.
Literally, it was like 42 and change. We had to stop. Was it?
Your phone ran out of.
Yeah.
Your phone was recording video and it ran out of storage.
Yeah. And then mine did in the middle of that.
And I think like a battery died and I just sat here.
You just hung out.
With her terabytes.
Yes.
God. She was like, why don't you have the newest iPhone? Why don't you have this much storage? And we were like.
I'm literally going to get a new phone.
Business expense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just need to start making money. But then we can have a. Business expenses.
I think this is episode 13. We've hit so many weird like new things where like we had the issue with the audio recording. Mm-hmm. We had the issue with the like, so what will it be today?
Ah, that's exciting.
Hopefully nothing. Ooh.
Number 13. Maybe it'll be lucky number 13.
Yeah.
It's Taylor Swift's number, so
oh,
she is with us.
Yes.
Are we today? You're presenting. Is it a Taylor Swift book that you're presenting?
It is not.
Emily wants a Taylor Swift fanfic. So
I
want
a Taylor Swift Travis Kelce fanfic.
She was talking about that. I mean, I guess I can look if you're really hurting for it. But I don't know how much I can read. I'll send it to you, and you
never
let me
read
know.
About your heroes.
I will. Is that what they say? I think what I'll need is like I understand and appreciate her, but like I don't know enough about her that I feel like if you read it,
the lore.
You would be able to be like. She would never say that. She would never
This is
do
alluding
that.
To this. This is yes. An Easter egg. That's for all the Swifties out there. You get it.
Yes. That'd be fun. Okay, so aww. What are we doing today?
We are doing a book that is by a really popular author. And actually, somebody reached out to us on TikTok. She goes by Megs. Uh-huh. And we were chatting for a little bit. And then she was talking about another series by the same author. So I'm sorry, Megs. It's not that series, but it is another book by this author. So
Megs was a good jumping off point.
Yes.
Thank you. This is why we love to hear from all of y'all sending us emails, messaging us, following us, commenting, all of it. We read it all.
Yeah, I love it. It's so fun and exciting. Because this is, again, like episode 13. We don't know what we're doing and it's new. So come along with us.
Yeah, come on. It's at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere on the internet.
You can do it. but yeah, we're doing Neon Gods by Katie Robert.
Ooh. Vanessa just lit up.
Yeah, that's on my TBR.
That was like tangible, like
yeah.
It's on my TBR, and I feel like I've read something by her, but I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's the one that Megs was talking about.
What was the one?
I don't know.
And then I feel like what was the author's name again?
Katie Robert.
I think she did one like a bride, and it's like
the Dragon Bride.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's the one that Megs is talking about.
Okay. Megs. It's on my TBR.
It's coming.
These are all on my TBR, so I'm so excited to hear about.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Neon Gods. Is Neon it fantasy? Gods?
It's not fantasy.
Oh, okay.
I feel like her books are not that, like, deep.
Okay.
They really are not. This series, it's the first in the series, Dark Olympus.
Ooh.
It's the Greek gods and goddesses. Ooh. Zeus and Hades and all that. And this is a Hades and Persephone.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So I've wanted to read one of these.
Yeah.
I mean, I see them all the time.
They're everywhere. It's such a popular. Yeah.
But, so does she do the whole series is like the different like couples of the Greek gods?
She does. It's like Persephone in this one. And then one of her sisters, I think, is in the next one. And I think there's like four of them or something like that. But
so are their names Hades and Persephone in the book?
Yep. Oh. Yep.
There's some scandalous, like, TikToks out there.
Like what?
Just, like...
kind of dirty?
About the Hades and Persephone, like, dynamic, like, in
it's
the books.
It's my favorite.
You know what I mean? It's just, like, a common, like, trope. And so, and there's...
Yeah. What is the... Nasty. I feel like I should know this. Hades is hell. What is Persephone?
Persephone is the daughter of Demeter, who's, like, the goddess of the harvest and, like, food.
Oh,
Persephone.
Like abundance?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he kidnaps her, right?
Yeah. But it's like he's the god of the underworld and he rules over the underworld and the dead. And Persephone is the she's the goddess of spring, I think.
Ooh, okay.
She's always very like new, bright, shiny,
ethereal.
Yes. Yeah. Flowers. Okay. Very like
very common in like artwork.
Yes.
I feel maybe that's why I've heard her name so much. And
so he like steals her away, but in order for there to be growth in the spring, you have to have death. So they're a match made in heaven.
Oh, my God. Or
Olympus. And, yeah.
Would this be like a grumpy sunshine dynamic? I'm learning all the new terms.
This is by far not the only, like, Hades and Persephone book out there. But I think it could be grumpy sunshine, enemies to lovers.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. You could squeeze a mafia romance in there.
Yeah.
For
sure. You can go anywhere with this.
Just like we always say, everything's been done.
Everything connects. Yes. Everything goes back to it. But that's also what you want. It's like the way people watch The Office over and over and over again, or whatever show. Like you want
the dynamic.
Yeah, like you know what's going to happen. It's comfort.
Yeah. When I go to a restaurant, I order the same thing every time I go.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I don't want to waste my like opportunity at that restaurant on something new.
What if I don't like it?
Yeah.
And Eric says, "What if you do?" And I'm like, "You're out of your mind.
It's too much of a risk.
Just change the names, change the environment.
Yeah.
Same dynamic."
So this is Hades and Persephone. It's a modern telling. So they're like, they have cell phones.
So it's like nowadays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nowadays.
Which when I...
Instead of olden times, it's nowadays.
I really struggle when it's anything like fantasy and then there's like cell phones. I really don't do... I think urban fantasy, I think, is what they call it.
Yeah.
And I just... It's just not for me. Oh. I want like horses and swords.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to do fantasy, it needs to be, like, Game of Thrones time.
Yes.
I think it just kind of depends on, like, how deep you want to go.
Yeah.
Because I feel like a lot of times these are nice when you don't really want to, like, delve into the world building.
That's
you know what
one
I mean?
Of the hardest parts of a fantasy. Like, you know that they're, you know that it will grip you and you'll be really into it. But the hurdle to get there is, like, sometimes it's really steep.
Yeah. So that's why I kind of like them when they are a little bit, like, the urban fantasy. Because I don't have to commit too
much.
You don't
have to learn names of things.
Yeah.
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 It's like even on a lot of like TV series too, where like you just got to get through the first season and then it takes off.
That's what everyone says. Yeah. Yeah. And it's just, but yeah, this just drops you right in. There's like no thinking. You don't really need to know that he's the god of the underworld and stuff. It'll explain it all to you, but like not, it like spoon feeds it to you.
Yeah.
That's how I like to be fed.
Little spoon.
Little spoon.
Little silver spoon.
So this is 381 pages. Ooh. And
it's long.
I think it came out in 2021, or it was voted like best romance of 2021. But okay. I thought it was funny that it was another 2021 novel. Know. Like, what is going on that year?
It's a good year.
We need to do. There's one that I need to talk to my my clients, Diane and Anne. They read a book in like the 80s that was apparently like the romance book that they all read at a time. And so I think that that would be a fun one for us to do. That is like probably one like all of our moms read.
Was it nasty? Yeah.
I think it's, they said it's nasty.
It's nasty based on that time, which could mean anything.
Yeah. Right. I'm interested to, that would be a fun one.
Yeah, we need to get that book title.
I've read some of the older ones, uh-huh. that, like, and it's so different, but I'm curious now to see, like, we got to go there. Okay, so this one, the synopsis is, he was supposed to be a myth, but from the moment I crossed the river Styx and fell under his dark spell.
Is the river Styx mentioned in like Greek mythology, or is that just okay?
Yeah, basically they took the
what
Greek
are
mythology?
Beautiful names: Hades, Persephone, Zeus, Styx.
there. I was Googling so many things today. How to pronounce this character's name, and I still don't know half of them because they were differing like ways to do it. And I'm just like, I'm just going to spell them all for you the whole episode.
Oh my god!
But yeah, it basically just took all the names of everything and then dropped it in like a city setting.
Okay,
and like there's no magic.
So it's like New York.
Yeah. That's what I was saying when you're like, is it another New York book? And I'm like, it could be.
Could be anything you want.
We're a New York podcast for sure.
All right. From the moment I crossed the river Styx and fell under his dark spell, he was quite simply mine.
Ooh.
Society darling, Persephone Dimitru? True? I don't know how to say it. Her last name. Plans to flee the ultra-modern city of Olympus and start over far from the backstabbing politics of the 13 houses.
Ooh.
13, Taylor Swift.
Oh, 13th She's episode. Back.
13th
oh
episode. I'm going to laugh if it's
are
up,
there,
up 14th.
How many signs are there in astrology? 13?
12, because it's for the months.
Oh, yeah.
But then, of course, there's debate as to whether there should be a 13th, but we won't go on that tangent.
Because I just didn't know if that, like, if that lined up with that kind of stuff.
It could.
We could make it.
We could. But all that's ripped away when her mother ambushes her with an engagement to Zeus, the dangerous power behind their glittering city's dark facade. With no options left, Persephone flees to the forbidden undercity and makes a devil's bargain with a man she once believed a myth.
Hell yeah.
Vanessa's so in.
I'm like picturing like Batman. I'm picturing her like going I'm picturing her going down to like the penguin's like underwear.
The sewer?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oswald like, Cobblepot?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My
I'm
God.
Picturing this very like Gotham City
it's
style.
Very
thing.
Gotham, yes.
This is why Emily does not do fiction.
This is why we need to do all the fantasy with her. Because she's like, okay, got it. Gotham.
Okay.
She's got the worst imagination.
I love it. I can't wait to hear what you do with the voices. Okay.
Talk like Batman.
Okay. She makes a devil's bargain with a man she once believed a myth, a man who awakens her to a world she never knew existed. Hades has spent his life in the shadows, and he has no intention of stepping into the light. But when he finds that Persephone can offer a little slice of the revenge he spent years craving, it's all the excuse he needs to help her, for a price. Yet every breathless night spent tangled together has given Hades a taste for Persephone, and he'll go to war with Olympus itself to keep her close.
Okay, how is this not Poison Ivy and the fucking penguin?
This is fucking...
They are teaming up to take over Gotham City.
It was the ice. It was Arnold Schwarzenegger, the
But he doesn't live in the underbelly.
Vanessa, that's not how it goes.
It's also a different Batman.
It's also like the worst Batman.
It really
is. You can just combine them all.
It's also the best.
Okay, so now that's all that's I'm being pictured in my head. Like that's just where my brain is at.
It's Batman.
Yeah, it's Gotham City underbelly,
Poison Ivy before she really fully turned the corner.
Yeah,
yeah.
She just wants to grow stuff. She wants to bring life. Okay, so 381
pages.
Got to build that world, but not too much world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say for the first coming. That, but it's like there's enemies to lovers, which usually can be that like a little fiery, and they usually come pretty quickly from that because these guys know how to cook.
Come pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I'm going to say 162.
Okay. Vanessa?
Why did you say 169?
I don't know. Because my brain doesn't work.
It was weird.
Why don't you say 169? Fucking Price is Right this.
169, fuck.
Why didn't you say 112?
Ooh! Dang! That's what it is.
You should have said 69.
Fuck.
Dang.
All right, this is my kind of book.
I need to always guess 420 or 69.
This might be a Vanessa book. I tried really hard.
Oh my God. Look at Barbara expanding.
Look at you getting us here. yeah. I...
She's already blushing.
I literally am.
You're like, I was so brave reading a Vanessa book. The fact that Vanessa like shot up was like, oh my God, I
like,
want to read
I felt
this.
Like she stood up. Like I could feel her aura just go.
Her eyebrows were on the ceiling.
Yes.
If it wasn't so long and I wasn't trying to hit my numbers, true. I probably would have already read it. But yeah.
Well, I was trying to get those numbers. I don't want to spoil.
No.
But
no.
I'm about to.
No. Yeah.
But it's going to.
No, I'm still going to read it.
There's sequels and stuff. You'll have a good time.
No, I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, it drops you in immediately. There's this big party where Zeus is, you know, all-powerful, and it's the 13 houses where it's 13 different gods. There's, like, Poseidon and, you know, Poison Ivy.
Yeah.
They're all hanging
Batman.
Out.
Batman.
The Joker.
Yeah, the Joker. Yeah, they're
the
all
Riddler.
Spider-Man.
It's all the DC
we're
friends
gonna
are there.
We're going to get so many, you've got that totally wrong.
I was like, we're really crossing platforms here.
Yeah, they're at this party and they're all the gods, but they're not gods. It's like a job title.
Okay. So he's like, I'm in charge of the waters.
Yes.
Waterworks.
Literally.
Yeah.
And
electricity.
Yes.
Look at your imagination.
Look at her go. She contains multitudes.
So there's like farming and.
Yeah. Yeah. And.
We had to. Emily has been doing that.
We can't
outside
stop.
Of work, not with me. I catch her doing it with clients behind the chair. She's like, hey. Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something happened to us.
I'm changed.
Unhinged.
We're all different. I just, you know, I want everybody listening to do that now, too. Mm-hmm.
Everybody
you know?
In the book club.
Yeah. She's it's like Italian. Our own little, like, secret language.
Is
yeah.
We call each other in the wild and go, oh, my God.
Hey. Go to a, like, a crowded room. Hey.
Clutch my pearl.
Is she here?
Where is it? Oh, my God.
Okay, so they're at this, like, big party where they're the top dogs of their departments.
Top dogs. But the weird thing is that it's not gods who are, like, eternal and they're, like, they're different. They're mortal. When Zeus dies, his son takes over.
Mm. Okay.
But he and Poseidon and Hades are the legacy roles, so they are inherited.
Okay.
So and it's, like, the family
one, yeah,
kinda.
But just those three. And then the other ones are, like, elected.
Mm. Okay.
And they just get the
like
job.
It's city council.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Okay.
But so they're at this party, really fancy, and Persephone's like, everybody here is so fake. Everybody here is like, it's like the worst social event you've ever been to where everyone's trying to like stab you in the back, maybe literally.
Oh.
And you have to be like really fake. And her method for being really fake is to just be like sweet and happy and nice.
Yeah.
She's just going to get along with everyone and do her best to just not make any waves.
Very, just ethereal and just kind of going through and just lovely.
What a good girl.
Pretty princess.
Yeah.
And her mom is very power hungry and has been Demeter for like 10 years.
Uh-huh.
And at this party, she's talking with her sister, Psyche. She's talking with her about how, like, you know, I don't want to be here. I want to leave. And she's like, yeah, but mom would be really mad if you leave again. She's like, yeah, you're right. And then Zeus is like, we have an announcement.
Ooh.
He and her mom, Demeter, go, great news, everyone. Zeus is getting married again to Persephone.
Oh.
So she doesn't even know. It's
literally
a surprise to her.
She has like, no idea.
Her mom is just telling her, you're now getting married to Zeus and saying it in front of everybody.
In front of everybody.
Oh, this is like their engagement party.
Yeah. He literally was like, it was this party, but it's also our engagement party.
How old is Zeus?
He is about 60.
Ew.
And she is 24.
Ooh.
Age gap.
Also, everyone in the city is pretty convinced that he murdered his last three wives.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
So Zeus is kind of like.
He's the bad guy.
He's like Santa. He's not good.
Yes.
You think he's going to be good, but he's bad.
That's a callback.
That's not what I thought you were going to say. He's like Santa.
She's like when Santa. Satan. So Satan is good, Santa bad.
I mean, really.
I mean,
hey,
it was in the book. Hey.
So yeah, she's just suddenly realized that she is engaged to a 60-year-old murderer. Mm. And she's like, that's not ideal.
Yeah.
So then her sister takes her outside for like some air. And then she asks her sister, can you go get my phone? and I'll stay here getting some air. And her sister leaves, and then she just takes off running.
Oh, dang. Oh, she left her phone.
Yeah, she just bailed. She's in just like this fancy dress. She's in heels.
I bet she runs barefoot eventually. Like, she takes the heels off.
She does.
Dang.
She's just booking it.
Cinderella.
Emily Hornberg, you really, you're on it. You know how these go now.
Yeah. I've been watching, whenever you said the thing about like the announcing that they're engaged, I've been watching so much Gilded Age lately. I was like, wait, how do I know this storyline? I was like, oh, Gilded Age.
Oh, it's a contract.
Oh, right. It's for status. Got it. Like,
God. You know.
Everything connects. Everything comes together.
There are no original stories.
Yeah. Okay, so she's running. I see the scene. She's running through. She kicks her heels off.
She's at first flowing. Just kind of like going, like she's just got to get away. And she's like walking, but like pretty quickly. And then she realizes there are two men following her.
Oh, shit.
So then she kicks her heels off and she's hauling ass.
Yeah.
She's trying real hard.
Never steps on a stick. Never hits a rock the way we... Oh, she does.
Ooh. She sure does. Yeah.
Oh. Rips her dress. Gets boo-boos.
She has boo-boos. She... I don't remember if she falls. Let's say yes.
Skin her knees.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
She's running and they're herding her toward the river Styx. Mm-hmm. And this is all... It's like a city. It's modern. She's waiting until she turns 25, which is in a few months, so that she can get her trust fund. And then she will move to California and go to UC Berkeley.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, Gotham to, like, I'm heading to California.
Is that because, like, UC Berkeley is really good with, like, I don't know, plants and shit? Like,
I feel
like everybody that went to Berkeley is, like, very, like, into, like, I don't know, earth shit. You know what I'm saying?
If anybody, like hippies, like stuff. Any listeners went to UC Berkeley or know any of the alumni, let us know. Are they earthy and shit?
I have no idea.
So I have no idea.
My goal is to leave this Gotham City to go to the bright lights of Berkeley.
I support her need to just like bail and go to California. Love that.
Yeah, of course.
It's just funny that they call it California.
Yes, it's not like it's Olympus. It's Gotham, where it's like the world exists, but like this city is just sort of like, don't worry about the details.
Right.
Like, they and call it like Ventura City or something.
Anything. Yeah.
Golden City.
Yeah.
Or like the coast.
The lore, the world building does not exist.
Yeah. Like the University of California like system exists. Like there's UC Irvine. There's UC Berkeley.
There's like a Jack in the Box on the corner. Like, you know what I mean? Like the vibes are just not what you would expect.
Weird.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. But she's running away from these two men that are chasing her. And she, okay, there's no magic except for anybody who crosses from the upper city in Olympus, crosses the river Styx into the lower city, which is the underground. It's where Hades is supposed to rule.
Okay. So it's like the slums?
Yeah, I guess.
But then where does that stop?
Is it like, seedy? Like it's dangerous?
It's seedy. Okay. It's, ooh, yeah, the it's farther you get away from like that, it's more Gotham-y.
Mm-hmm. It's Penguin Land.
The farther away you get from like the big fancy tower where Zeus hangs out, the more like slummy it is.
And then you hit the California.
Yeah, hitch a ride.
Then just you a hit dream Illinois. And a wish.
Yeah. When you cross the river, it is excruciatingly painful.
Oh, in what way?
It like makes it feel like your head's gonna explode. Oh. Your skin starts to hurt.
Like the pressure?
Yes, and the like people who are like, you know, Persephone and Zeus and all the like gods who are not gods. I don't know. It's very weird. They all know about it, but all the random humans that just live in the city of Gotham, when they get near the river, they just kind of go like, "Oh, I don't want to go to the river now," and change their minds and bail.
Okay,
yeah,
they don't realize why they don't feel good. But she knows, like, if I just get through it, I'll be fine.
She knows that it's like maybe not possible to cross the river, but there are three bridges. So she's like, "Well, they're already hurting me here, and I'm not going back to Zeus. So I'm all in on whatever's on the other side of this bridge."
Wow, freedom,
freedom,
risk it all.
Yeah,
so, I like you called it Gotham.
I know. I'm calling it Gotham now. It's Gotham.
I love it.
It may as well be. I mean, there's no...
See, I'm onto something.
No, I mean...
You're right. Pretty spot on.
Falling in.
She's running. She sees the bridge. And she sees a man at the end of the bridge.
Oh.
And she's like, ooh, who's this man?
Is he
I don't
hot?
Care. Help me. Yeah. Mm. He's hot in that he's not chasing her.
Yeah, that he's like, come on over.
Yeah. She is saying, help. And he's just standing there, and there's fog all around. It's very cinematic.
Does it hurt to cross it even on the bridge?
Yes.
Or is it just in the water?
The bridge. Oh, any crossing. Yeah.
So why would they build a bridge if it hurts?
Well, they gotta go over there, probably.
I don't know. Gotham.
Got three of them, too.
Importing, so it's like, exporting.
Yeah.
You know.
So everybody that drives across it is like, ah!
And no, they go want to go run an errand. They see a Starbucks on the other side. And they're like, I want that Starbucks. Mm, I changed my mind. And then just go somewhere else.
But we're going to build three bridges.
Yeah.
Like, you only do extra bridges if there's, like, too much traffic.
Mm-hmm. You need a day pass if you don't want your head to hurt.
They give you, like, special headphones.
Yeah.
Stamp your hand.
Special headphones.
You know? Your AirPods.
Okay,
the
so
little loops.
She sees hot guy at the end of the bridge, and she's like,
light at the
and
end
he's
of the
kind
tunnel.
Of like Phantom of the Opera, like, mm-hmm. come to me.
Oh my God.
You know?
She's doing it again.
Yay.
Hey. You're going to find a way to get every story and every.
Yeah. Her favorite movies, Batman and Phantom tropes. Of the Opera.
This is how my brain works. This is how I can relate to things.
And Gilded Age.
Yes.
Those are like, her three things.
She's leaving Gilded Age. She's going to Oslo. Yeah. But it is very Phantom of the Opera, too, because he is like, she's like, I got to get out of here.
Sing the song.
Or no, I guess he's not really trying to get out of there, but he's like, you know, talking to her through a mirror.
Mm-hmm. Sure. You know? The water's reflective. That could be the mirror.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come to me.
Okay. So she sees this man.
Unhinged.
She sees this man, and she's like, any option is better than what's behind me. So she says, help. And he stands there all mysteriously for a minute, and then he just sticks his hand out and says, come here, ooh. I think he says.
Is that the first coming?
Come here. It was pretty overt.
Oh, okay, so yeah, that's hot. That's hot, too, though, that he's just, like, standing there, kind of like, come.
Yeah. Very Phantom of the Opera.
Very Phantom of the Opera. I'm holding back.
You're not wrong.
But he does pull her through a mirror.
Yes.
Just saying.
It's basically the same story.
Yes.
Basically luring her in.
He, as soon as he invites her to cross the river, it's no longer painful.
Oh.
However.
It's like a vampire. You have to be invited.
Yes. Literally. He can't cross the bridge for reasons. It's like the only world building that is there.
Territory.
There's a treaty.
Though. Oh, a treaty.
People can go to you, but you can't come to us.
Correct. Because 30 years ago, the current Zeus killed Hades' parents. He set fire to the house that they were all in.
You'd think that they'd be immune to fire, being
but
Hades.
They're not. They're not gods. They're job titles.
Oh, so Hades isn't. But I thought Hades was a monarchy type thing.
He is. None of them have magic.
Yeah, oh. But I think he's not literally the like the king of hell, or he's just like.
Oh,
yeah.
He's just not like the, able to like, spit fire out.
He no. just oversees.
It's just
the
his
underworld.
Name.
He
oh,
he oversees
the king.
He's Oswald Cobblepot.
He rules that territory. Yeah.
He's the leader.
Yeah, he's the king of
yeah.
the bad guys.
Yeah, and it's a monarch.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we're into The Crown, which is another show that I
oh,
watched.
Oh, shit.
See, we got it all coming together. And very much like Batman, someone murdered his parents.
Oh, see?
Yeah. So then they put a treaty in place because the whole 13 houses were like, oh, we're all going to have war. That's going to be bad. Treaty. You can't come to the good side of the city, and no one can go to the bad side of the city, and anybody who stays in their own territories, you do your own business, you're fine.
Right.
Right. And so he is like, come here, invites her, gives her the little AirPod so her head doesn't explode. And
is he aware of her? Like, does he know who she is? Like, he's like, I've been watching you.
He recognizes her from the gossip magazines.
Ooh, I knew it. I knew that was coming.
Did you know it? US
I
Weekly.
Felt like that was coming.
What were the magazines that you would look at when you were little? Like Tiger Bee?
Tiger Bee, Bop.
like Jonathan like J-14 Taylor Thomas.
Or something.
Oh.
That was my first crush, was JTT.
Of course it was.
He's so cute.
A good one.
Simba.
Oh. Freak.
And clearly Phantom of the Opera.
Those are my two.
Michael Crichton from the original Broadway production. Thank you. Michael
God.
Crawford from Hello Dolly. Thank you.
Thank you.
It needs to be the original London recording. Thank you.
Oh my God. Them and Jason Statham, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Anyways, back to Hades.
Point being, Hades is here. He's like, girl, run. So she runs, and then it's very like
falls into his arms.
Yes. It's very cinematic.
Yay.
And then he takes her to under the underground tunnels because it turns out the city is not, his part of the city is not run down. He just wants it to look that way.
Ooh.
Because he and his people are safest when everyone thinks that this, there's nothing that you would want to see.
Like, right.
Like, yeah. This is ringing some bells.
It sure is. It sure is. And I had to, little behind the scenes for you.
We were chatting.
I had to text Vanessa off our group chat and say, wow, hey,
I know.
Wow.
This book that we're going to talk about is going to want to make us talk about Akatar, other things. Yeah. Akatar. Oh. And there's like certain parts of it that are like,
we're not going to talk about that.
It's key for you to forget everything I just said by the time we get to Akatar.
She will. She won't remember.
Got it.
I will. Noted. We'll out of the brain.
She's thinking about Batman.
We'll just watch The Transporter or something.
I'm like, okay, so like the penguins, all right, good. Oh, like a Two Faces layer up to 9 o'clock. Okay, yeah, got it.
But I'm glad that I warned you because I could see us both going like, Anyway. So he takes her to these underground tunnels. And he won't let her walk because her feet are all cut up.
Mm.
And so he throws her over his shoulder. And
I was going to say.
It's dual POV where one chapter is her, one chapter is him.
Love it.
Nice.
And immediately when you get to his point of view, you can see that he's like angry that she doesn't have a coat.
Like she's not being taken care of.
Oh, this sounds like Rowan? When he buys her the coat?
Oh, the
dog kennel guy.
Yeah, the one that where he's like, because she like ran to.
She like brought a bunch of dresses.
I went to Throne of Glass, Rowan. And I was like, this is not like that. Yeah.
That's okay, yeah, dog kennel guy.
Like, I don't know. Scary dog kennel guy. Yeah.
He's like, all you brought was dresses.
He's like, your feet are all cut up and you don't have a coat. Oh, God, I got to do everything. Hauls her over his shoulder, wraps her in his coat. And
we're going to the coat store.
Yeah.
So they do Akatar. I want to learn. I want to know the jokes.
Well, we were actually talking about that.
We were.
Oh
yeah, I think we're gonna do it.
Ooh.
Oh, we definitely are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get excited, everyone.
Yeah. Everyone needs to. If y'all heard want it, here. We'll do it.
I'm so excited to hear it because that's all that's fun is you hear like anybody like currently my therapist.
Shout out to him.
Hey, Stacey. She is reading Throne of Glass right now,
ooh.
And all I want our sessions 90 of it is just like
Throne of Glass,
and then what happened?
Yeah.
And then what, like.
Love it.
Just want like hear, yeah. I wanna know because everybody's talking about it. Everybody's yeah. reading it. So yeah.
They call that deflection.
Something for us to look forward to, and hopefully, if y'all want it, y'all can get it.
Come well, we gonna do it. Whether they want it or not.
Ooh, dirty babies.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so hot Hades.
Hot Hades.
So does she describe what he looks like?
He is not that tall. He's not that like a large
short
person.
Okay.
Sure. Okay. And but his presence. Is huge.
That's everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He has dark, I think it's shoulder length hair, dark eyes, and he has a beard.
Mm. Interesting.
So all three of us kind of like
what?
It's the shoulder length hair.
Yeah, you really need to have a delicate balance.
Because if not,
it really depends on the length of everything.
Yeah.
Is and it pulled the guy. Back?
Also,
is
my
it...
husband's hair is like super long and he has a huge beard.
But his isn't
but it works
shoulder
on
length. Is it long? Like
yeah.
Fabio long.
No, I'm just picturing Fabio. In I Phantom mean, of the Opera.
I'm picturing Jesus, all right? With like shoulder length hair and a beard. Does he have a beard?
Yeah. Well, it depends.
Too busy looking at his ripped abs.
Canceled. Anyway.
It's funny that he's not tall. Because everybody always jokes about how, like, the more...
They're always 6'4".
The more the smut goes on, they're going to be, like, 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh.
By, like...
The aliens are already...
The 2030s.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, he's like 5'10". He's, like, 5'11".
Short king.
Yeah.
Average.
Yeah. There you go.
Average.
But also a god slash that's just his job title. I don't know. It's kind of like he's a mafia.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Like, just like the dark... Where they're like, don't worry about us. We take care of our own.
This territory, that territory, that side of town. Yeah.
I'm not... And he's also building some resentment because they killed his parents.
He's not
thrilled.
So
it's probably going to be like some revenge.
There definitely is going to be some revenge.
And
what a perfect opportunity. Zeus's fiance has just fallen into his arms with no coat.
With no coat.
And doesn't want to be his fiance. Messed up.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So now he takes her and gets her coat, warms her up.
Warms her up.
Is she scared?
She's not thrilled. She's going into shock, which it's his point of view during this walk to through the tunnels to his house. And he's like she's definitely going.
When they're in a boat going through the
tunnels. Take it away. What happens next?
He's like singing a song and it's like, he's here. And...
Oh my God.
We should just watch Phantom of the
Opera.
This
is now a Phantom of the Opera.
There is Phantom of the Opera smut.
Fuck yes. I'm ready. Although, I mean, it's a pretty problematic story. Like,
they
I've
all
seen
are.
It when well, I was younger, where I was like, hell yeah. And then we went and saw it recently, and I was like, ooh, that's not...
I'm sure they didn't
really
write it that
be
way.
There. And he's like, you belong to me because I made you who you are. It's a little fucked up. I'm sure they read it differently. Stockholm about syndrome. Her and Raul.
Oh my God. Oh my God. This is off the rails.
Anyways, let's go back to Gotham City with Hades.
So Jason Statham only has 3 days.
Benicio del Toro shows up.
Turns out he is there.
He's actually in this movie.
Yeah, that was the last episode. We were like, I remember we stopped and we were like, is he in Snatch? And we all went, no. And then I was texting you guys when I was editing the episode going, yeah, he definitely is.
They also came out like 20 years ago.
True. And
disclaimer, we're idiots.
Disclaimer, there was a gas leak in this room.
Every time we record.
We never know what's happening.
Carbon Freeze monoxide is heavy in this room.
All right. Short All King right. taking her Get down together. To the lair.
She's going in nice. A shot.
She's upset. She's going her feet shock. Are probably cold.
They're freezing. He's worried about hypothermia. And so he, Dr. Hades, sorry, takes her to his house. And there are two characters there. And these are the names that I don't know how to say. It's either.
Wait, spell them.
Okay.
So see if we know what you can try to say.
Please help me. One of them is H-E-R-M-E-S.
Hermit. Wait, M-E-S?
Hermit.
Hermes.
No.
Hermes.
Hermes.
Hermes. Hermes.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
There Hermes. Was,
yeah. One, I listened to some podcast where they were talking about Greek mythology and they were like, it's Hermes. And then another one was like, Hermes. So I don't.
Hermes is the designer.
So yeah, but that's how it's spelled.
That seems better.
I'm going to say Hermit.
Oh.
I know how to say that.
Well, there is anyway. The tarot card of the Hermit.
Hermes.
Hermes.
She's there. And
Hermes and Givenchy.
Dolce Gabbana.
Bruce Wayne. The other one I'm pretty sure is Dionysus.
Dionysus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dionysus sounds right.
Dionysus.
I thought it was Dionysus. And then literally I Googled it and it said Dionysus. So now I don't know.
Dionysus, I think. That was,
yeah, that sounds good.
That was the name of a salon in the Woodlands where I grew up.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's all coming together.
The fancy Aveda salon.
This is destiny.
Hermes and Dionysus. Dionysus.
Yeah. So they're there and Hades like, why do you guys keep sneaking into my house? Like, we're not even friends, but they're totally friends. Mm-hmm. And they're like, oh my God, is that Zeus's bride to be Persephone? And
he's like, everybody just knows.
Everybody's like, oh my God, because Hermes.
The gossip rags.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. But they're part of the fancy city. They're not part of his territory. They come and hang out with him.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, like he. Okay, they go back and forth. Like, yes. They've got the AirPods. They can go.
They've got
they
the
cross
AirPods.
The water.
Yeah.
They're the only ones using that bridge. One of the three bridges that apparently are needed.
One of them is for them, I guess.
Yeah. You need special noise-canceling headphones.
If you go to UC Berkeley and you want to go visit Gotham City,
yeah,
are you in pain getting there?
No, you stay along the river.
Or do you only go, do you not go into the, or do you only go to the Hades part?
You're asking me like I have the answers or like the book has the answers. No,
they don't cover that.
It's a mystery. It's a myth.
What if it's like, you know, sometimes when you're on a flight and you're landing and like the pressure is like really bad, you know, where you're like, oh, fuck.
But it's maybe like a baby because you're screaming. Yeah.
You don't have your baba.
Why didn't they just chew some gum?
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway. Hermit and Diana know how to chew gum, so they're here. They're hanging out.
And the loops.
Yeah.
Hermes and nieces.
Yeah.
They were at the fancy party, so they recognize her, and they're like, no, yeah, she just got engaged tonight. She did not really want to be engaged. She looked less than thrilled. And he's like, that makes sense. Sets her on the counter, fixes her feet, kicks out what's-their-faces, and then...
Jekyll and Hyde, yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, all right.
Oh, they're like the hyenas in Lion King. That's not what I picture. There you go.
Your references. I'm obsessed.
The world in which my head lives in.
Wow.
He tells her to go to bed, puts her in a guest bedroom, and they like banter, kind of.
Okay.
And it turns out he, of all the other people in the world that she has to be like nice to, she just like has this urge to be kind of like sassy with him.
Be herself.
Yes.
He brings out the true Persephone.
So is she scared of him?
She is worried about the fact that she is
there.
Yeah. Like he's the, you know, there's a lot of like darkness surrounding him. He's the bad guy. And
but what has she got to lose? Or she has to go marry old Zeus.
That's what she's thinking. She's like, I can't go back. And I just need 3 months until I turn 25 and I have access to my trust fund and I can go to UC Berkeley.
She's like Pee Wee Herman, like
Alamo.
Join a sorority and everything will be fine.
sorority at 25.
Yeah. It's this is Olympus. It's Gotham. Things don't make the rules sense. Aren't the same. They're like, what are we going to do? And she's like, I have an idea. It seems like you want some revenge. And he goes, how astute of you. I do want some revenge. Those noises. That's not the little dog. There are so many.
Boys trying to.
That is not.
Half of them are professional podcasters.
Oh my God.
And they're in the background screaming, throwing knives.
It's probably my husband because he's not a professional podcaster.
No, it's probably my husband who it's is a professional podcaster.
My husband, because he's the loudest one in there.
I asked him to make some biscuits, and so he doesn't know how to.
I didn't realize it was take your husband to work day.
The kitchen's on fire. Get the dog and get out.
Oh, God.
I hope they would tell us if the house is on fire.
No,
would
they'd be like, we got it.
It's fine until it's a crisis.
You guys are recording. I didn't want to interrupt you.
This is our world.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Anyway.
Back to Gotham City.
Batman. Locked in. Basically, she's like, let me stay here for 3 months. And they work up this plan where she's like, why don't you sort of like date me?
So it's like a arranged, like, fake relationship.
What book was that? Was that
the tree? No, the tree farms.
Oh, tree farm. Tree, yes. Love Light Farms.
They
have to win the Instagram
contest. Well, that's what she pitches.
Evelyn,
the
whatever.
The Instagram contest from Olympus. Yeah, it's January, so this is right after she finishes at the Christmas tree farm. She heads on over to Gotham.
Our new content.
Thank God this isn't her best friend who's secretly been fucking in love with her.
God. Okay. Anyway.
We're the worst.
I don't even remember this book right now.
If you can even follow where we're at, you know, shout out to it.
This is why we're the professionals.
Read this book and be like, this was not at all what.
I'm going to go home and read this tonight.
That's why you can listen to this podcast without having read the book, because we clearly don't cover what happens in the book.
It's just a jumping off point for me to talk about Phantom of the Opera. Well,
you know, all we care about is the smut anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So we can do this, guys. I have so much faith in us. She pitches, why don't we fake date? Because my mom has been kind of playing up this image of me as this very, like, virginal bride, which, P.S. I'm not, but, like,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
Zeus is going to be really mad because he's really territorial about his women that he likes to own and then murder. So he will be really upset if you deflower me. He's like, okay, well, that's not going to work because he has spies in my territory, just like I have spies in his. And one person seeing that it's fake, it's all going to fall apart. Like,
they have to practice.
Ooh, one bed.
So he says, we have to do it for real. Oh, and P.S., quick question for the class.
Ooh.
What do we know? Well, how do we feel about BDSM and voyeurism?
Emily's
interested.
I'm interested always.
She wants to read about it.
Do we need more pearls?
A longer pearl.
So is it that he lets other people watch them because he needs to prove that it's real? Is that the voyeurism part?
He shows her his sex dungeon.
Of course.
Where he hosts parties.
I mean, it is Hades.
It is Hades.
So like sex parties.
Sex parties that he hosts because he has to keep up the image of being this really like
bad guy.
Evil. Yeah. Bad guy. So he shows her, this is the room where I host.
I picture such a 90s club right now. Where it's like,
yes. And it's all like black and red. And
yeah.
It's like,
and
it's
like people just dancing.
Leather.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is reflective.
Easy to clean.
Yes.
It's like in that movie Bedazzled.
Oh my god.
Brendan Fraser.
I cannot believe we didn't talk about Bedazzled. We did the Satan episode.
Wait, with Elizabeth Hurley?
Yeah, yes. She's the devil.
I love it.
But yes, I've thought about that movie
in so
Brendan
long.
Fraser in that. I like laugh until I'm crying at one of the scenes when he's on the beach crying.
Yes! Oh my god, yes! When he's like, gosh darn sunset!
Doesn't he look extremely like gross?
He's like, he's got red curly hair, a lot of freckles.
He's like the most
weird.
Cause he's that's his version where he's gonna like write poems and sing songs to you.
Oh, he just cries.
God.
And then when he's the basketball player where he's just dumb. That's all I picture with the sweat point at the end of every like basketball game we watch. We're like, yeah, we gotta get out there and give it 110%. This is now a Bedazzled podcast.
Literally, when is the last time y'all watched this? Because your memory is so fucking good.
We need to watch this for one of our sleepover nights that
Speaking
we can do.
Of Benicio del Toro.
Oh, God.
When he is the drug guy.
He's in that movie?
No, but Brendan Fraser basically plays him when he's like the drug guy.
I'm so confused, right?
Megs, is this what you wanted?
This is what you got.
Thanks for recommending the book.
Okay, so they're in the club in Bedazzled where Elizabeth Hurley meets him.
Elizabeth Hurley is his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Phantom of the Opera is singing in the background.
The Phantom of the Opera is luring you into the mirror.
Why are we so unhinged in the new year?
It's just
2024
is the year of giggles.
Yes.
She's a witch.
She's a witch.
I'm so red. Okay, be serious.
Okay.
Serious stuff. They're in a sex dungeon.
They're in Hades. They're in a sex dungeon. And he's proving to her, like, I am a bad boy.
Persephone immediately picks up on the fact that it's supposed to look like the, like, other side of the coin to Zeus's throne room.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's literally a throne. And there's also this, like, platform. They call it a D-A-I-S. And that's not a name, but I don't know how to say that either.
Dais?
Yeah. I'm just bailing on
Isn't
all words
like,
now.
Isn't that, like, a where they
It's
talk.
Like a platform.
It's like a platform. Yeah. So that's where they have people who, like, there's a couple having sex, and then everybody at the party goes like, wow, check that out. And then they go off into their own little sessions. Yeah.
I went to a sex show in Amsterdam.
Oh, my God.
And it was, like, a live sex show, and it was not.
Did you know you were going?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where am I?
We went to just,
this
to,
is
like,
not Phantom of the Opera.
It was something. It was.
Weird.
Something got lost in translation.
Y'all are strange.
No, it was something where, like, you just hear about people like, oh, you have to go to that when you're in Amsterdam, and we went to it, and it was really weird.
Didn't you say there was like a family with
God,
their
there
son?
Was, yeah, there was like it was like the son had it was obviously like of like 18 or 20 or something.
Okay,
like that.
Yeah, like legal, but also it's your family.
Yeah, it was.
I
really
don't even
weird.
Want my dad to listen to this podcast. I ain't going to a sex show with him.
It
either.
Was really weird, and it was like definitely didn't put us in the mood. If anything, we were like, ugh.
God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was like watching a car crash.
But you just couldn't look away.
In Hades, this apparently. So now I am picturing, you know, what it was like in Amsterdam.
I hope
that
it's
weird.
A lot hotter than what you just described.
Yeah.
He's basically explaining, yeah, it's kind of an act, but also I happen to be really into these things. So it works out great for me. So if
so
you're going to.
He's the one that likes to watch.
Yes.
Okay.
He likes to watch and be watched.
Be watched, yeah.
Mm.
He puts on a show. He's probably a fire sign. But
well, he is Hades.
Hey.
Hey.
God.
And she's like, okay, yeah, I'm totally in.
Oh.
I'm in. Let's
do
this.
Fuck it. What have I got to lose?
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And it turns out she secretly always is kind of like, oh, she's curious. Ooh. And she's always been a little bit obsessed with Hades because they were myths about whether or not he was even alive.
Oh.
I don't know. It's very weird.
Oh, he's like Anastasia. Did he actually get killed in the fire? Back to the Crown.
Any other movies? Matilda?
Matilda, oh yeah, God. She had some powers, but there's no magic other than UC Berkeley.
Other than the river and the AirPods. Yeah. So yeah, she's totally in. Uh-huh. And he goes, okay, cool, come up with a safe word. And she chooses pomegranate.
Oh, I'm surprised it wasn't strawberry.
That's in the real, like, tale, though.
Yeah,
like,
there's something
she
about pomegranate.
She eats the seeds, and then she, like, can't leave or something.
Something.
That's a hard one to say if you're struggling.
Right?
If you're busy. Yeah. Grapefruit. We can do the first coming.
Okay.
But I didn't highlight the first coming. I went rogue.
Ooh.
And I highlighted on page 112, he fingers her. Mm-hmm. It's very effective. She enjoys it.
Right.
But we've read those scenes before.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So I went to page...
New Year, New Us.
Like 175 or so.
Ooh, close to 169.
Ayy.
I feel like the first one is always like tame.
It is.
In my...
In her nasty
professional yeah. experience.
It's always like some finger banging. It's yeah. always going down. Mm-hmm. It's yeah. never like the full, especially in enemies to lovers yes. or range situations. It's always like.
Because they have to build to it. They're like, yeah. oh my God, that just happened. And then they have to doubt and then rebuild it and yeah. then do it again. And
they're not going to do the nasty
yeah.
stuff
yeah.
right away. Yeah. They got to get comfortable.
So I skipped ahead to Love when it. They are more comfortable. I think he finger blasts her and then, but like romance. And then,
But they love it.
Phantom of the Opera sings your song. It's great. I think she goes down on him at some point. I don't know. They hook up, okay. but they don't get fully Palma there.
They're going down on him.
There's a full mouth.
And then he says, I want to take you and I want to go to the throne room. Ooh. And I want to put you on display at this party.
Mm.
And I don't want it to be too much for you because he's already starting to be so in love with her.
Mm.
He's like, I don't want to throw her off the deep end.
Yeah.
She's going to struggle to say pomegranate. So he
warm up.
Yes. So he has a couple on the platform and he's going to hang out with her in the throne. So they're part of the crowd. So people can see them and they are watching them, but it's not like the
full
focus.
Display. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They're not the show.
Okay.
So that's where we are.
Ooh.
You want to read it?
Yeah.
She's ready.
Yeah. So is this about
them two in the crowd at the sex show?
So this
show?
Is her watching someone else.
Yes.
It's not
she's,
him.
He's sitting on the throne and she's sitting on his lap. And I don't, if you have any other questions.
Alarm bells are going off.
Is this some ACOTAR shit?
No.
Oh.
Why? Wipe your mind.
You don't know anything about it.
I've never lied in my life, and you're wrong.
Wait, okay, so is this from her point of view?
This is his, I think.
I think this one is her.
Yeah, because it starts with Persephone, saying, like yeah. In quotes.
Yeah, I don't really remember how... It felt like it was kind of clumsy when I was highlighting it, so I'm sorry if it makes no fucking sense, but if you have questions, let me know.
Oh, no, this is from her.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Okay, yeah.
Good luck.
Persephone. Tell me you won't get harder. I gotta figure out what is Hades' voice.
He's like Batman.
He's like Batman. But I feel like he's not.
You sound like baby Batman.
Which Batman though? Christian Bale?
Yeah, or George Clooney? Or do I do like a Michael Keaton? Like I'm picturing a Tim Burton world of Batman.
Oh, the okay, campy. Go
yeah, back. That's where I picture the like penguin, I think.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna do,
didn't
guess,
the
more
penguin
like,
have like a New York accent?
Wasn't it Danny DeVito?
It was Danny DeVito.
Joe Pesci.
Persephone, tell me you won't get off harder than you did last night if I finger you right here in front of everyone. Tell me and I'll stop. I suddenly want him to take me onto that stage. To bend me over a chair or just throw me to the floor and fuck me right there with so many eyes on us. Please touch me, Hades. Hades' beard tickles my bare shoulder. Sheer skirt, lace panties. They're going to be able to see everything I do to your pretty pussy. Are you prepared for that?
You're already going.
You already broke character. The accent's gone.
It's just in front
That's
of people.
That's why I picked this scene.
I lick my lips and fight not to lift my hips and guide his hand lower. Yes, sir. Ooh, that's nice.
She likes it. Okay.
Good. Still, he moves slowly, sliding his hand down to cut my pussy through the skirt. Cup. Good.
Wink.
He gives a low curse. I can feel how wet you are. Do something about it.
She's getting... I knew it. I'm so proud of myself. This isn't even a Vanessa book.
You're like, I did it. He tightens his grip, holding me in that intimate place like he owns me. One day you'll learn to stop trying to top from heaven. Wait, sorry. My eyes got messed up. I need glasses. He tightens his grip, holding me in that intimate place like he owns me. One day you'll learn to stop trying to top from the bottom. He moves his free hand to my right breast and yanks the lace down, bearing me to the room. Oh, so he just like pulled her tit out in front of everyone.
She's just out.
Yeah.
Flopped.
Yeah. then
when she's 24, she doesn't flop yet.
Springs out
saggy tits.
Just goes down
with a thud. Give it a few years, tits. All right. Then Hades repeats the treatment to my left breast. Thud. Just for that defiance, I'm going to make you come loud and messy right here in front of them. I spread my legs a little wider. Do your worst. Nasty. He finally moves his hand up, only to shove it into my panties and spear me with two. I don't think we've been speared
yet.
We
have not been speared yet.
Spear me with two fingers. The contact bows my back, but his other hand is there, bracketing my throat, holding me in place. Can you feel their eyes on you? Oh my God.
You're clutching so many pearls.
I shiver. Yes, I gasp. I can feel them watching. Do you know what they see? They see a monster about to devour a pretty princess.
Mm. Mm. This is a Vanessa book.
I did it.
So proud of you.
I'm running you before their very eyes.
Ruining
you. Sorry.
You do need glasses.
Do you want my glasses?
make the font bigger.
Hold it up.
Do you want me to?
No, I just need to use my eyes better.
Okay.
Blink. Open.
Blink. I'm trying to suck it all in. Try reading.
Try using your stupid brain.
Do you need the AirPods?
She can't read like
I
can.
I think okay. Maybe I can turn the brightness up.
Do you want
look at this cool cat?
Let me help you.
Your wallpaper.
Brighten it and make it bigger. This
is for the listeners. My wallpaper is a black cat dressed like Orange Cassidy, a wrestler. Okay, I have brightened it and I have made it bigger. Banker.
Thank you.
Banker.
Welcome. Anything for the people's princess.
Oh my God.
Fireworks.
Okay. This is also, we're recording this on New Year's Eve. So
there's
a lot of fucking stuff here happening. Okay. Imagine this is weird. Wait, the sounds
fireworks
are
of the scene.
Club as she's coming all over the place.
Let's clink our drinks. War times.
Oh God.
Gotham is going down.
Go yell this outside. We're recording a podcast.
Batman. Yeah.
This is the sounds of fucking Hades, all right?
Respect the slut.
Okay, he gives a low curse. I can feel how wet you are. Do something about it. Okay, let's see. The breasts. I got mixed up because we exposed
him. This is our 13th reason.
What do we say? What's it going to be this episode?
This
should have fucking known.
Fucking A.
Okay.
He finally... Okay, I did the spearing. Okay.
He speared her. Yeah.
Okay, he's ruining you.
Okay.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm ruining you before their very eyes. Good, I whisper fiercely. Ruin me, Hades. I want you to. You're clenching around me. His voice has gone deeper. You like this. Hades shifts his hand, his palm rubbing against my clit. A palm. And suddenly words are pouring from my lips. I like you staking your claim on me. Is that what I'm doing? He finally begins to move his hand, his searching fingers finding my G spot and stroking it lightly. I just picture his hands like a fucking tentacle. I'm like, where is it? Like when you're reaching into
picture
a bag
Batman.
Trying to find the last cookie or something.
Oh my God.
I have to fight not to lift my hips, fight not to moan, staking your claim, tarnishing me, warning off everybody else. Who said anything about warning everybody else off? What if I want to share? What if I pull your panties to the side and let whoever is interested come over here and fuck you against my chest?
He's going to hold her in place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Vanessa's clutching.
I got Vanessa to clutch. Listeners, I'm sitting here like Home Alone. When he
goes, okay. My entire body clenches, but I'm too dazed to decide if it's in protest or desire. Mm. You do that? Hades curses and pulls me up, so I'm sitting crosswise on his lap. No, little Persephone, sharing isn't my kink. I'll be the only one touching you. That's hot. Your pussy is mine until it's not, and I'm not wasting a single moment by gifting it to someone else. I like that.
Yeah.
Where he's like, I could, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to.
Ooh. I reach up with a shaking hand to cup his neck. Hades? Yeah. He slows his strokes.
Yeah.
Adds his thumb into the mix, tracing devastating circles. What's a devastating circle?
I don't know. You're in a cookie bag. So
devastating circles around my clit. You want something? I want you. You love your words so much. Use them. Fuck me, I breathe. Fuck me in front of them. Show every single one of them who I belong to.
Dang.
They're very compatible.
Please, Hades. You're going to be the death of me, he mutters. He withdraws his fingers. There's a rip, and the front of my skirt is gone. Another vicious yank, and my panties follow. In front of everybody?
Just Donald Duckin?
She's tits out.
It's Winnie like the Pooh?
Oh, Donald Duckin, but also nips out.
Yeah, yeah. Dumped out. Donald Dumpin'.
He's all up in her cookie bag.
Ooh, I don't need this. I don't need his urging to move to straddle him. I'm in danger of grinding away at his cock through his slacks. Oh, his slacks. That's not good.
Oh, yeah. Pants. Just say pants.
Leggings.
Leggings.
Oh, no.
Sponsored by Lululemon.
And loops.
Through his slacks. Through his dockers. Like a sex-drugged monster. You aren't a princess. You're a fucking siren.
Ooh. Ooh.
He yanks me forward, and then he's inside of me. I can barely breathe as he drags me down his cock, filling me almost uncomfortably full. He looks furious and turned on, and yet he's still nowhere near as rough as I suddenly need him to be. This is what you wanted, little siren. My cock inside you. Just like that. He releases me and drapes his arms over the chair. Looking every inch of the indulgent king. Ride me, Persephone. Use me to make yourself
come. Oh, he's just sitting back.
He's literally like on a throne. Just like, here you go.
And like just.
I'm not even going to hold you in place. Mm-hmm. Like, you do the work.
Make yourself come.
Go for it, girl.
Shock stills me. Having sex in front of a room full of people is one thing when he's right there with me. But he's forcibly putting distance between us. Even if he hasn't moved an inch, suddenly I'm the one on display rather than us being on display. That's such a Carrie Bradshaw.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly I'm on display rather than us being on display.
If my heart is on display, then who's on?
Wait, is she facing him?
He spun her around.
So she's looking out at everyone now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I grip his shoulders and begin to move. I ride him slowly, working
maybe
face the other way around.
Face to face.
I think they were front to back.
And then he...
Yeah, because she flopped it to show everyone, and then he's like, he turns around.
And then
around.
He turns around. Yeah. Oh, I got you. We need a diagram.
I need to get Barbies in here, because especially once we have like a why choose, I'm going to need Barbies to be like, okay, this is this person.
This episode is like 4 hours long, but I almost flagged another scene later in the book because it describes a position that I was like, we have not encountered this one before. Like,
I'm going to get my Barbies out of the storage units for whenever we need diagrams.
Miss Emily, what does this mean?
Nothing they haven't done before.
Do you have Kins with different hair colors, though?
I do. I have a brown-haired one and a blonde-haired one.
We're ready.
I think I have an Aladdin too.
Oh, shit.
We got it all.
Kinky. I ride him slowly, working myself up and down his cock, winding my pleasure higher and higher.
I was just, is that the Ghostbusters song?
Back into that, we got Ghostbusters, Phantom of the Opera.
His gaze travels over my body in a sweep. I can almost feel against my skin, drinking in the sight of me fucking him, even as his hands clench the arms of the chair. I hold his gaze and lean back, bracing my hands on his thighs, arching my back, putting my breasts on display.
Woo.
Woo. My orgasm dances closer. I feel like Hades and I are playing a game of chicken, barreling towards each other to see who will bend first. His body tenses beneath me. He has me up and off his cock before I register his movement. I don't get a chance to protest before Hades turns me around and guides me down into him again. With my legs on either side of his thighs, I'm facing the room and spread wide open.
That's why I was like, oh, she's facing the... Right, okay.
His hand is at my throat again. Thumb stroking the sensitive skin as his voice growls in my ear. Would hate for them to miss the rest of the show.
Hades, you didn't even growl when you said that.
Oh my god. Hades, stop. Hades skates his hand down my stomach and lightly circles my clit. Don't stop. Take what you need. My exhale comes out almost like a sob. It's a little harder to ride him like this, but I make do. Look, she will do what she needs to do.
Yeah.
It's hard, but we go do it.
She's like, I got to get to that end. Every move has his fingers sliding against my clit, but he's forcing me to do all the work. In this position, there's no ignoring how many people are watching us. The attention only makes me hotter, more desperate. Hades, please don't beg for it. Take it.
Ooh.
Hades.
We just keep getting you.
Hades. I think Hades might be my new boyfriend.
Ooh. Oh. Maybe like Damien and Hades together.
Let's make sure Jeff listens to this episode.
I brace my hands on the chair and roll my body, riding his cock, rubbing my clit against his fingers. Pressure coils tighter and tighter through me, so intense I have to close my eyes. A held breath, a feeling of being tipped over the edge, and then I'm coming harder than I ever have before. So this is her first coming. She's never come this hard before.
So in a way,
is this first penetration?
I don't remember.
Okay.
This is first on display.
This is public penetration.
PP.
His first PP.
This is the first time with the PP.
It's pretty good. So yeah, I'm definitely going to read this tonight.
Yeah. You're like, I'm going to read this series. So
I know we're supposed to hang out after this, but I'm just going to be on the couch reading.
We're all going to go in separate rooms.
Can I borrow your guest room?
Do the rest of the series talk about Hades and stuff, or is it other gods or other
people?
It's
other pairings.
Okay. So what happens after they fuck on display, all this stuff?
They're super into it. There's a lot more sex, like a lot.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, because that was only 170 something. And yeah, it goes till 300.
Yeah. There's a lot, and then...
Does she get her money?
Oh, does she go to UC Berkeley?
I know they fuck now. I just want to know if she gets the money.
Her trust fund is irrelevant by the time the three months passes.
Because she doesn't even give a fuck. Need it. Yeah. She doesn't give a fuck. She's not going to UC Berkeley.
She
doesn't
need that money. She got that dick.
She's like, girl, you got a throne.
Yeah. So does she have to go back to do her job, though, up in Olympus?
She's technically engaged to Zeus, and then her mom is like, you're violating my daughter. Bring her back. And if you don't, I'm going to cut off the food supply because she's the harvest.
Oh, that's why they need the bridges.
She's like, I'm going to cut off the food supply to the lower city. And Zeus is like, you have 13 hours to bring her and her sister, because Zeus sent two bad men after one of her sisters. Mm. And then her sister did the same thing where she's like running to the river, but she doesn't make it across the bridge.
She doesn't have Hades to be like, come.
He's there, and he and Persephone are like, come on. Oh. And the sister cannot make it because she stumbled a lot. So the sister's like down on the other side of the bridge.
Fuck.
And Hades like, I love Persephone so much, I'm not just going to let her sister die. So he breaks the treaty, goes and gets her.
Wow.
That's a king.
And then Zeus is like, my plan worked. Short king. That's why he's got the throne and the platform.
Yeah. He's a platform.
So then it's like, okay, war, 13 hours, shit. Bring the sisters back. You violated the treaty. You suck, you dummy. And then, oh no, there's going to be war. And so Persephone's like, I'm not going to let that happen. So she heads back over, and then, you know, they work out some political plans. There's maybe some revenge. I don't know. You're reading this tonight, Vanessa, so I don't want to too much.
So there's still like some more, like, and there's even stuff like whenever we highlight stuff, there's paragraphs that we left out. Like more detail about the fucking too.
Way more. Yeah.
So this is definitely some plot.
Would you say plot than porn or porn than plot? This is a pretty good story, though.
This is heavy on the porn.
Yeah.
It's heavy on the porn.
Yeah.
Feels like
but it's got like a detailed story. Like, it's not just like
there's like a purpose to it. I think that was the thing, is that there's definitely like plot, but then all of the bad reviews were like, there's no plot, there's no point, there's no world building, there's no, like, they wanted a retelling like... Who's that author? Madeline Miller or something, who does like Circe and the Song of Achilles, that are like really fleshed out and really well done. Like, people came in expecting that, and they were like,
these are not literary works.
She's going to UC Berkeley. What?
It's Kindle Unlimited.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody can be an author.
Girl math.
There you go.
What did the good people at Goodreads think about it?
Good people at Goodreads have some thoughts.
What did you think? What would you rate it out of 5?
I can't do that. We've talked about this.
I love it all.
I can't. I don't know. I mean, I want...
Well, it's not a 5-star, obviously.
It's not a 5-star.
It's not 2.
For what it is, it gives you exactly, here's like sex in Gotham. Like, you got it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like a 3 or a 4?
3.5.
3.5?
3.
Yeah.
I want a little more. There's some, like, they refer to him as like, oh yeah, he's the boogeyman.
Yeah.
No, can we not?
He's yeah. the Riddler.
Some things like that. Can we grow up and call him the Riddler?
Get serious.
Yeah, so that's what a lot of the people on Goodreads were saying. Goodreads, do you want to guess how many ratings there were?
A lot.
30,000.
212,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many people wrote reviews, though?
24,000.
Okay.
Wow.
Almost 25,000.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
Damn.
Amazon.
Anybody can be an author.
Emily Hornberg. We're going to do it. Amazon had a little over 18,000 ratings, and they both are 3.7.
Okay.
Okay. A says, Book Talk lied to me. It feels like it was written by a horny eighth grader who watched 50 Shades of Grey too many times.
Hell yeah. Isn't that what all these books are?
Yeah.
Yeah. This review, I usually don't do this. It's so long, but I enjoyed so much of it. So ooh. I don't know. Maybe we'll have to cut. This episode's already 4 hours and there's going to be fireworks any second. So fuck it. I'll just read the whole thing.
Squeaky dog toys. Husband's making biscuits.
Oh my God. This was the curse episode number 13.
It's fine.
I like how we did a sound check, but we still had interference.
100%.
We didn't know. We didn't think about the bombs going off down the street. It's the sound of Hades.
Guys, that's how a sex club sounds. More time. Julie says, not even the sex is good. Like, how do you...
Emily says different.
How do you take a Hades and Persephone story and turn it into absolutely boring AF shit? I came into this book expecting at least some Olive Garden level of fine dining. Instead, what I got was like if someone had scraped out the soggy food bits from the garbage disposal and plopped it on a plate with some leafy garnish on the side.
Okay. Is that not Olive Garden? Is that...
Julie, I mean,
when was the last time you ate at Olive Garden?
I think she was hoping for a three, and in her mind, this is a one, and she's upset. I don't know. Okay. I don't know. Julie? Okay.
Creative.
So then she broke down, and I did condense the review a little bit, but she said the story. So, yeah, it's Hades and Persephone, but like Hades and Persephone, if he lived in Jersey and she...
Hey!
Hey!
He had to cross the Brooklyn Bridge. The Hudson sticks as hard.
Because it's fucking Long Island.
But like Hades and Persephone, if he lived in Jersey and she was a TikToker living off of mommy's money in NYC, New York City.
Okay.
New York City. I got so excited that it was New York City that I was like, hey. I forgot like how to say it. Okay. And then the characters, I don't even know how to describe Hades and Persephone's personalities. Persephone is beautiful and stupid. Hades is broody and stupid. There you go.
I mean, wow, right up my alley.
And she goes, so yeah, Neon Gods, easily one of the worst books I've ever read. I would have forgiven it if the sex scenes were at least hot, but my ninth grade biology book had better smut than this.
Oh,
okay.
Like, I think it was in ninth grade when I watched that slideshow about STDs.
Yeah.
So it was not.
They were not talking about fucking.
No,
they
were like, fucking. Ooh. It was then like the rumor of like Google Blue Waffle.
Oh my God. Sick. Yeah.
I now remember ninth grade.
Don't Google that.
Shout out.
Well, I thought Sex Club sounded good.
Yeah.
I mean, you really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I thought it was hot.
There were fireworks going on.
You were literally made
literally.
And this,
if that wasn't picked up on our microphones,
we're going to sound totally
so surprised.
Everyone's going to be like, are they still talking about Phantom of the Opera?
We'll ask our audio team to just put in fireworks sound
effects. Oh my God.
Shoom, shoom, shoom. Audrey said a friend bought it and passed it around the friend group and we all kind of felt the same. Felt flat, like flat enough to not want to pay for it. Sorry. To my Kindle Unlimited ladies, don't waste a penny on it. Because it turns out this wasn't Kindle Unlimited.
Oh.
People had to pay for this.
Do you have the physical copy? Or did you pay for it?
I mean, I think it was sometime last year when I first read it, so I must have
got it like on your Kindle. Yeah.
God, I don't know. Yeah. Money isn't real unless you hand something to someone.
Yeah.
So.
No. Buy now, doesn't
Internet.
Yeah. And finally, Cassidy says, gross. Thought I wanted to try romance. After this book, never again.
This was your first romance?
And last.
Ooh. I mean, there's different levels.
There's different levels.
Maybe you just weren't into...
You got to read more than one.
That vibe. Try some Love Light Farms. You might like that more.
Check it out. The Hating Game. You love tendons, girl?
Yeah.
You love no sex?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Try Mile High.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Try our podcast.
Yeah. We'll help you.
We'll help you.
Cassidy.
That was fun. I feel like I learned a lot. I visualized a lot. Mm. You guys got a good insight into my brain.
Have you committed?
We're continuing our trend of being fucking weirdos in the mirror.
Just
getting. We went from like not being comfortable to being too comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we need to remember that people are going to listen to this.
Yeah. It's like once it's released, I'm like, okay, bye.
No,
we never said that. Well, we hope that y'all are liking it, and we're grateful that y'all are here still listening to us, and, you know, appreciate it.
Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share, you know, cross the river Styx to, you know, what if the crossing the river Styx is just blasting us?
That counteracts the air pressure.
That's just all they hear is with like, three annoying chicks. Ugh, sucks.
The next time you're on a plane and your ears hurt, try that.
Just start listening to us in your AirPods.
Forget the gum.
Okay, so at Clutch My Pearls Pod everywhere, TikTok, Instagram. Hopefully we'll have some more stuff coming your way. And send us an email if you have any suggestions. This was a great jumping off point. We appreciate Meg's suggestion.
Thank you.
ClutchMyPearlsPod@gmail.com. And yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
See you next Tuesday.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.